Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Authorities identify the man killed in officer-involved shooting. We've got the story.
Tropical Storm Harvey now moving into Louisiana. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Dan O'Neill. The KBI is heading up the investigation into the death of a jailed inmate.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. An area of high pressure is parked over the Central Plains, and that means more nice weather for us today into tomorrow. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Authorities have identified the man shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy as 24-year-old William Matthew Holmes of Newton. Newton police say Holmes died Monday night after he was shot by a McPherson County deputy. Newton Police Lieutenant Brian Hall says the shooting followed a chase that started in Newton when police responded to a burglary call. Says Holmes was shot when he tried to take a Newton officer's gun during a struggle.
Law enforcement authorities are investigating the death of a Sedgwick County jail inmate at the Meade County Jail.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department says preliminary reports indicate that the inmate died just before 7:30 Monday night after fighting with another inmate. Paramedics unsuccessfully tried life-saving measures on the inmate, but he died at the scene. The Sheriff's Department says the 30-year-old man from Wichita was being held on misdemeanor charges and had been in custody for almost a month. His family has asked that the inmate's name be withheld. The KBI is leading the death investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Tropical Storm Harvey refuses to loosen its grip on the Gulf Coast. Louisiana is now in the crosshairs.
12 years ago today, Hurricane Katrina had already swept across this city. The levees began to fail, and New Orleans was going underwater. Now these people are watching a similar disaster unfolding in Texas.
Brought back a lot of memory. It really evoked a lot of emotions and heartbreak.
Houston is still home to thousands of Katrina evacuees who stayed there instead of coming back here. Now this city faces a new threat of flooding from Tropical Storm Harvey. Jim Ryan, ABC News, New Orleans.
Floodwaters still rising as Harvey begins to move out of the Houston area. Officials in Houston have opened NRG Stadium for flooding evacuees. Harris County Judge Ed Emmett says a local nonprofit transformed the football stadium into a shelter within a matter of hours.
We want everybody that's coming in here to feel warm, feel like this is a place where not only are they safe, it's a place where they can begin to put their life back, because most of these folks are going to want to get back into their home as soon as possible.
As the hurricane blasted Texas, gasoline prices shot up around the country, according to AAA. At $2.37, today's national gas price average is 4 cents more expensive on the week, one of the largest one-week national gas price surges seen this summer. Jennifer Haw is with AAA Kansas.
It's going to take a few weeks for us to sort through that, but I have a feeling that we're going to be seeing incremental increases at the pump probably in the next few weeks.
About one quarter of oil refining capacity in the Gulf Coast has been taken offline. That's according to Oil Price Information Service. Harvey also caused 8 refineries in Kansas to shut down, while several others are operating at reduced rates. Gasoline prices in Wichita increased to $2.29 a gallon Monday.
We're learning new information about a deadly shooting rampage at a public library in Clovis, New Mexico.
Police say the 16-year-old gunman had been suspended from school. He walked in and, using 2 handguns, began firing inside the Clovis library. When police arrived on scene, he surrendered and was sent to a juvenile detention center. Clovis Police Chief Doug Ford.
He will look at charges of 2 first-degree murder counts, 4 assault with intent to commit violent felonies, 4 aggravated battery, deadly weapon with 1 child abuse charge.
The 2 women who died were library workers. A 10-year-old boy is among the injured. Alex Stone, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Could the Kansas City Royals finally score a run last night? Well, we'll find out coming up in sports.
Heat wave causing problems in Southern California. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Southern California endured another day of record temperatures Tuesday, resulting in power outages affecting thousands of customers. ABC's Jade Hernandez reports from Los Angeles.
The Department of Water and Power is tweeting updates right now. They are thanking customers for their patience. And we are seeing many customers, we've spoken to many customers who say they have had their power back on and then it has gone off.
The U.S. Supreme Court is asking Mississippi to file arguments in defense of its controversial state flag.
The Supreme Court says it wants arguments from attorneys for the state's governor by September 28th. This would be to defend the state's flag, which still features the Confederate battle emblem. It's the last state with it still on their flag. Critics say the symbol is racist, while supporters say it represents history. The case was brought up by Carlos Moore, an African-American attorney who wants the flag declared an unconstitutional relic of slavery. Two lower courts have ruled against Moore, but he's asked the Supreme Court to consider the case. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Wichita police are investigating multiple cases of the mistreatment of a dependent adult, including several elderly victims. These cases were reported Monday afternoon, including a suspect cashing a victim's Social Security checks without their knowledge or permission, withdrawing money from victims' bank accounts, and forging checks on the victims' bank accounts. And in at least one case, the bank was able to determine the fraud and notified the reporting party. The victims included women aged 95, 91, and 83. KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Lots happening in traffic right now. We've got a traffic accident, 21st and I-135. It's on 21st under I-135. We've got a traffic accident at Taft and Ridge. We've got an accident east of Clearwater at 103rd and 119th. That's a car versus a deer traffic accident there.
All right.
And we've got a bus broken down on the off-ramp from eastbound Kellogg to Mays Road. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing, my friend?
We're doing fine. You know, I wrote up my little forecast here for myself this morning, and I compared it as I was going to last Wednesday's.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same. 1 degree difference on one of the predictions. Isn't that amazing? You don't see that very often.
Keep it consistent.
Yeah.
You know, you want to find something that works and stick with it.
Well, and we go through the time of the year, usually in the spring, when the weather is just all over the place in Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
So to have any stability like this is amazing, isn't it?
And to have stability like this is even better. I'm sure you remember back, three, 4 years ago when we had that string of, like, I think it was 43 days of triple-digit heat. Remember that? I
mean, right,
you know, right. Anyway, we had, you know, so if it's got to stay consistent, hey, let's stay consistent into the 80s. And like you said, last week was beautiful. This week has been a persistence forecast. And heading in to the big holiday weekend as we unofficially wrap up summer, two or three degrees of variance, but it still looks really, really nice. So whatever your plans are for this weekend, make them outside. I think campers and, you know, folks out in the lake, you're going to enjoy that. Highs today, 86, sunshine, nice, cool start to the morning. Nobody complains about this, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you say, it looks like Labor Day weekend is going to be a dandy for anything you want to do.
It will be. And, again, I don't see any real – for Central Kansas especially, I don't see any real good chances or even slight chances for rain through the period. So, yeah, while we could use a little bit of moisture, we are going into a big holiday weekend. So you've got barbecues and folks, you know, making a lot of plans outside, taking 2-3-4-day vacations. So, yeah, I think the weather is going to cooperate. It's not completely usual if that happens. I remember it seems like quite a few Labor Days, you know, where it'll be nice, 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 and all of a sudden it's a big stormy kind of a washout scenario. That's not this time.
I was had an interesting conversation with my twin granddaughters last night. They're 11.
Yeah?
Explaining
Oh, wow.
Hurricanes, and I was trying to, and I didn't do a very good job of it. One of them was very Walking. Concerned that the hurricane would come up into Kansas and do something to us, you know, so.
Explain the same reason that's so nice here is the reason the hurricane can't come in. We've just got this big 800-pound gorilla blocking H. A big happy, this fellow is a big H, and that means your weather stays happy.
Yeah, it's a H for happy. And when they have questions like that or any other questions like boys and what boys are about, things like that, I'm going to have them call you, Leon, or else have you come over to the house. How about that?
I will handle the hurricane questions. You, my friend, get to play grandpa and answer those.
Thank you.
Those are the tough ones. Hey, we can't forecast.
This is turning to a more serious note.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the date in 2003 when the Kansas Turnpike, the Jacob Creek Flash Flood.
Yeah.
Were you here then in 2003?
You know what? I had just gotten here. I'll be honest with you. I remember that date, and I was out looking at houses the day that I was just moving here.
Oh, okay.
When that happened.
Quarter-mile section of the interstate, about 12 miles southwest of Emporia. 7 vehicles swept off the turnpike. Oh. One was a minivan with a family of 6. 5 of them perished, and a 6th fatality resulted when a man's vehicle stalled. And I confess to you that I go to the turnpike up toward Emporia. I always look for that. I think I know where it is. About the only place you can be. You're in the Flint Hills, and there's a pretty good low spot there. That must be where it happened.
It's past those cattle pens that they have.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like this is the bizarre cattle pen.
Right.
It's just right around that area. But, you know, I remember that date so specifically. That was absolutely horrible. And, you know, every time there's a heavy rain right up and down the turnpike, you know, obviously there are flooding issues. They tried to mitigate that. But, boy, that's just terrifying.
And you're talking about flooding is so much. It's on everybody's mind right now with what's going on down in Houston and Texas and now moving over toward New Orleans and Louisiana. Tough times.
Harvey made its second landfall, and now Harvey is in the record books as producing the most amount of rain from any tropical system, 51.8 inches of rain there in Texas, just outside of Houston.
So this is a new record then, huh?
Yeah, for any tropical system.
Wow.
That's the most rain ever produced. I mean, you imagine 50 inches of rain.
I'm sitting here thinking it's about, I'm measuring it about
5 feet,
4 feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Four times 12 is 48 inches. So there you go. Yeah. Almost five feet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't do math.
We're not doing well with this math today.
Radio people, no, we don't do that. But yeah, it's just stunning.
It's a lot of water. Yeah. We'll put it that way.
It is. And by the same token, we're in the catbird seat right here in sunshine.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Leon. As always, the KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. We talk to him every morning at this time. Currently, we have a fair sky in Wichita, 54 degrees, and a north wind at 5 miles per hour. 54 degrees on August 30th. Wow. That's amazing, isn't it? More than 20,000 people have been drenched in red pulp after hurling tons of ripe tomatoes at each other in the annual Tomatina street battle in eastern Spain. Extra security measures were taken at the fiesta in Buñol this year following the vehicle attacks in and near Barcelona this month with some 700 agents deployed. I didn't think about that. They had that big tomato heave, and this year they just had a lot of security out there.
It's always great video.
Yeah. The party saw 160 tons of tomatoes offloaded from the trucks into crowds jamming the town streets in the hour-long battle. Participants, including many tourists, donned swimming goggles to protect their eyes. Wow. The event cost $12 to attend. It was inspired by
They make a little money on this. Yeah.
Inspired by a food fight between local children in 1945 in the tomato-producing region.
I thought it went back further than the 40s.
Okay. Yeah, but why? My wife and I haven't been able to grow a decent tomato in decades. Is this not tomato country?
My mom used to grow tomatoes.
Yeah, I know, but it just seems like can't get them enough light.
You
can't get those great big hulking things about the size of a volleyball. And you go. I'm sorry, but when you go to a store and buy one, these people on the street who say, "Well, these came up from Arkansas or whatever," even those aren't that great. You know, they're homegrown. They still don't taste. I don't know. Could be that I'm just my memory is that things were better in the old days. You know how that goes.
I think you're correct.
That's probably.
I firmly believe that.
Mourning the passing of Larry Garcia Tuesday at the age of 81. He was our fire chief in Wichita from 1989 to 2007. And when he retired, he had been with the city in one way or another for, I think, 50 years.
Yeah. And he started as a firefighter in 1957.
Wow.
And finished up as chief in 2007.
He was at one time a fire alarm dispatcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd done about everything in that department.
Funeral services are pending for Larry Garcia, who died this week at the age of 81. All right, coming up on 7:19 now, Steve and Ted
on KNSS. Did the Royals finally win yesterday? Ted Woodward with Sports. Ted?
Well, let's change that question to did the Royals finally score yesterday?
Score a run.
First inning, no.
Yeah. No.
Second inning, no.
Ooh.
So one more time through the lineup with no runs.
Mm-hmm.
Whit Merrifield finally ended the Royals' terrible pursuit of history. You heard the game last night on KFH.
Moore with the curveball. Here's a ball struck pretty well by Whit Merrifield down the left field line into the corner and gone. And the drought is over. It ends at 45 innings as the Royals have scored for the first time since last Thursday when Brandon Moss went deep. As Whit Merrifield hits his 16th home run right down the line. Didn't get all of it, but got enough of it, and the Royals lead 1-0.
Royals would go on to score more. They've hit three home runs and beat the Rays 6-2. 45-inning scoreless streak, third longest in Major League history. That does come to an end for the Royals now. Kansas City hosting Tampa again tonight to finish up this very short three-game homestand, and the series is on the line. Live coverage of the Royals at 6:30 tonight. It's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The division champion Wichita Wingnuts in action last night at Lawrence Dumont Stadium after a day off. But it was a pitching duel. The Cleburne Railroaders beat the Wingnuts 2-1. Wichita getting ready for the playoffs. There are six games to go in the regular season, including tonight's game. Wichita hosting Cleburne 7:05 tonight downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals went into Milwaukee and clobbered the Brewers 10-2. Cardinals take two out of three. St. Louis is five games back behind the Cubs in the division with 1 month to go. Not so good news for KU football as prized JUCO recruit running back Octavius Matthews, it's been determined, has suffered a career-ending injury because of a heart condition. So, you know, preseason testing discovered this rare heart condition. And, of course, can't have a player playing like that.
No.
And he will not ever play for the Jayhawks.
Wow.
But probably saved his life. You never know. Something like that might have saved his life. So the Jayhawks will be without him. They'll also be without another running back, an offensive lineman, and a tight end who have season-ending injuries as the Jayhawks get ready for their season opener on Saturday. Kansas City Royals starting pitcher Danny Duffy is on the disabled list, and on Sunday evening he was cited for DUI in Overland Park, apparently passed out behind the wheel of his car in a Burger King drive-thru. Danny Duffy cited for DUI.
Uh-oh.
And we got a birthday today about former Wichita State Shocker men's basketball player JT Durley is 29 today. Here's a guy that was recruited by Mark Turgeon, but then was a red shirt and had to come in under the first years of the new head coach Greg Marshall. JT had a big body, but he's a little soft. And his first season with the Shockers, they lost 20 games.
Ooh. Okay.
But Coach Marshall and his staff turned JT Durley into a monster star. And by the time JT was done, the Shockers had won 29 games and were NIT champions.
Well, he saw
a trend. JT saw quite a journey in his 4 years.
Sure did.
And he became a stalwart in the Shocker lineup. Happy birthday to JT Durley. He's 29 today. That's Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Surplus military equipment can now be donated to police departments. Stephen Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.